Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Margot O'Connell from the library, the place of the books, from the Sitka Public Library, to talk about an upcoming adult geography trivia night. Thanks, Margot, for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So I don't think we've had a geography trivia night before, so yeah, tell me about this.
Yeah, so this is our very first ever geography trivia night. So we're doing kind of pub style world geography trivia for adults. And yeah, like Erin said, this is the first time we've ever done this. So it's a little bit of an experiment. I have one particular community member who has been asking and begging for a geography trivia event or geography B or something for years, ever since the Friends have restarted the adult spelling bee.
Right.
And so this is me finally fulfilling that desire. But yeah, we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be fun.
So, okay, so pub style trivia. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be having rounds and teams.
Yeah, exactly. So we folks are able to sign up in teams. The teams can be 2 to 4 people. We do have a limit, so we can only accommodate 10 teams just because of the space in the library. And then there are going to be 4 rounds. Each round has a different theme. And, you know, just like if you go to trivia at Mean Queen, it'll be, you know, scores will be tallied after each round. Whoever comes out of all 4 rounds with the highest score wins. You'll get 1, you know, mulligan. So that you can use that as you will. But yeah, so pretty simple and but should be a good time, I think.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, fun to have something to look forward to. I mean, it's winter months and you guys are getting into your winter programming.
Yes. Yeah.
Keeping us all entertained because darn, it's getting dark early.
It sure is. Oh, yes. Boy. So I know it's a big ask to have people come out in the evening once you're already home. But yeah, 6 o'clock at the library next Thursday, which is December 19th. I really encourage people to sign up if you think it sounds fun at all. I think it's going to be a really good time. And, you know, it's a team activity. So you're not putting yourself out there all by yourself. You can collaborate.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So choose your compatriots wisely.
Yes, that as well.
Always be. I mean, depending on how competitive you are, you can be more or less strategic in your in your team choices.
Take it as seriously as you would like to, I would say.
So for signing up, is there anything, any registration fee or anything like that to be a part of it?
No, it's totally free to sign up. You just need to give us a call at the library. So that's 747-4020. And like I said, we do have limited space and we do already have some teams signed up. So if this sounds like fun, I would encourage you to call as soon as possible and reserve your space. I would also say that if you're super interested in doing it, but you were are an individual and maybe you don't have anyone to be on a team with, give me a call directly. My number is 747-4028, and you know, no guarantees, but we may be able to, if we have multiple sort of individuals who are interested, I may be able to cobble together a team for you. So
nice.
Don't be shy, give us a call if it sounds fun at all, and then we can go from there.
Awesome. And are there going to be any room for spectators, the peanut gallery?
Yes, I think so. We're gonna see. I know everyone, well, a lot of people are familiar with the library multi-purpose room, so we're gonna have all the teams in there, so it will be a little bit crowded, but I will have some chairs available for spectators if folks want to come watch, want to come hang out. I encourage you to do that. Cool. You know, we won't have a huge audience space, but definitely some space for the fans.
Cool. It's fun if you're maybe a little hesitant about joining in, at least to have to view it the first time around, see if it's something you're going to be interested in this when it comes back around again.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the other thing is if this, this is a little bit of an experiment for us. The original idea was to do kind of a geography B, you know, kind of like National Geographic used to do. And it has sort of evolved now into Trivia Night, which I am very excited about. I think it's going to be super fun. But if this goes well and if people enjoy it, then we may be able to do more in the future. So yeah, come check it out if you're not sure, and you can be an observer.
Yeah, and it's like you're saying, it's free and it's meant to be as fun as you want it to be, which means it can be pretty darn fun. And it's an adult geography trivia night. Mm-hmm. So these aren't necessarily a bunch of softball questions going
through. Yeah, I would say that the questions are difficult. Not all of them equally, but they are definitely challenging. I would say, you know, study up a little bit if it's been a while. I have shown the questions to my sort of captive test audience at the library, and we've, you know, kind of tried to gauge where we're at, but definitely on the trickier end.
Okay.
So yeah, brush up a little bit if you think you might need to.
Now, do we have hints on what some of these question categories may be? So we have an area on where we can maybe channel our study time?
Yeah, so I would say there's some capital cities in there, you know, famous cities. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good one to, you know, brush up on countries and capitals. Also some more, you know, like geographic features. So kind of longest, tallest, you know, lowest, dry, you know, sort of the extremes.
Right,
so
right.
That sort of very kind of middle school geography class.
Like the fun
type
factoids.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Fun facts. And we do have one round that I'm very excited about that I had a great time making. That's a photo round. So you'll be given a photo of a landmark and you're going to have to give us the location. So it's a pretty broad stretch, and I apologize. I can't give you like a more direct study recommendation, but I would say if you're like a geography person, most of the questions will be like familiar to mm-hmm. you. It's just a matter of, yeah, whether you know them or not.
Yeah. Well, that could be fun if you're having a strategic team built of someone be like, okay, factoids for you,
yeah,
longest, deepest, smallest, largest, what have you, major landmarks, where are the big mountains, what countries are they touching, what are the big rivers, all that fun things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So that is helpful for mm-hmm. people who want to figure out how they want to come in and be the first ever champions of adult.
Yeah.
Geography trivia.
Yeah, and there will be prizes for the winning team. So there will be a reward at the end of this for the team who comes out on top.
Awesome. Yeah. So again, this is happening next Thursday, mm-hmm. December 19th at the library in the multipurpose room.
In the multipurpose room, yep, 6 p.m.
And definitely going to be recommended for people to sign up for their teams in advance because, like you said, limited seating.
Yeah, as early as possible, I would say. You know, we will keep a wait list once we're at max capacity and there's, you know, possibility I might be able to sneak some extra people in. But really, we want everyone to be comfortable. So, we've got room for 10 teams, and I already have a couple of those spots are already taken. So cool. I'd encourage you to call us this week if you would like to participate.
Awesome. And you just have to have, you know, I guess how many people are on your team and a way to contact
you? Yeah. So when you call, we're going to ask you, you know, teams of 2 to 4 people. So we'll ask you for the name of everybody on your team. You can have a team name if you would like. You can also think about it. That's something you could choose the night of. Mm-hmm. And then just a contact number in case we need to get in touch with anybody ahead of time.
Awesome. Well, this sounds like a great time, and I doubt this will be the only time it happens.
No,
it sounds
I'm
like
hoping,
it's going to be a hit.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a little bit of a new tradition for us, but we'll see.
Excellent. And if this is something that maybe is a little outside someone's comfort zone, as you were saying, this is the start of all of the amazing winter programming that the library has coming up.
So. Yeah, we've got lots of great stuff coming up. We have a talk actually next Saturday, mm-hmm. which I believe would then be the 21st, with Dr. John Borick, who's been filling in at the Lutheran Church. He's going to be giving a Segregation to Selma mm-hmm. talk, 10:30 Saturday morning at the library, which should be great. And then after the holidays, we've got all kinds of good stuff scheduled for adults. We're partnering with Parks and Recreation. We're going to do some game nights. Got a documentary screening in the works. And then, you know, all of our usual youth and adult stuff will be happening through the spring.
Awesome. Lots of ways to get out of the house and not be completely swallowed by the darkness, but actually have some fun light stuff happening.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the getting there. That's the hard part. But once you're in the building, it's great.
It's great. Yeah. Once you're there. Yeah. Then nearby. Yeah. Then it's a great place with great people. So it'll be a good time. Awesome. Well, Margot O'Connell from the Sitka Public Library, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about next week's Adult Geography Trivia Night.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.